Radio Gdańsk, English News.
Good afternoon. It's Monday, March 28th, and this is the Radio Gdańsk News, read by Elizabeth Peck. It's day 33 of Russia's invasion of Ukraine, and the current military situation remains relatively stable. Ukrainian units have successfully been pushing back against Russian attacks in the Donbas region, as well as areas around Kharkiv, the regions of Hulapol and Zaporozhye, and key roads and towns surrounding the capital of Kyiv. Russian forces have shifted focus to expanding their logistic capabilities, as they are reportedly having problems replenishing supplies. According to intelligence information from Ukraine, the morale and psychological condition of Russian troops is low. Along military convoy routes traveling through Belarus, cases of fuel and food supplies have reportedly been sold or exchanged for alcohol. Combat equipment being sent to Russian forces in Ukraine is also reportedly in poor technical condition due to the frequent theft of optical devices and electronics. In southern Ukraine, the efforts of the Ukrainian troops are focused on organizing defense activities in the Kryvyi Rih, Zaporozhye, and Mykolaiv region, maintaining sections of the coast and protecting critical infrastructure facilities. According to a report issued earlier this morning from the BBC, researchers at the Kyiv School of Economics have estimated that the invasion and ongoing war have already caused over $63 billion U.S. dollars worth of damage to Ukraine's infrastructure. The Norwegian Refugee Council and its local partners have launched a new refugee reception center in Warsaw, which can process up to 2,500 people a day. Jan Egeland, the NRC's Secretary General, praised the generosity of the Polish people as an example to the rest of Europe. He went on to point out that such generosity has left Poland stretched and overwhelmed as volunteers, local authorities, and aid groups work night and day to meet the needs of those crossing the border. Together with the city of Warsaw and other local partners, the new NRC-sponsored center at Warszawa Wschodnia railway station will provide meals, medical services, and psychological support to 1,500 refugees expected to be staying there at any given time. As of yesterday evening, around 2.3 million people had crossed into Poland from Ukraine since February 24th, according to reports from the Polish Border Guard. A number of city officials, volunteer organizations, and musicians showed their support for Ukraine and Ukrainian refugees yesterday at a rally in central Gdańsk. The rally was organized by Maxim Volinets, a Ukrainian who has lived in Gdańsk for 8 years and represents the organizations Szczera Sprawa from Krzywy Rog and Fundacja Opora. In his comments, Volinets stressed how important it is to act together. Sometimes we knock on different doors and they don't open them for us. There is a problem with that. We know that we are a small organization, but sometimes small organizations have more opportunities than large ones. Several Ukrainian and Belarusian musicians also performed songs at the event, including the Ukrainian national anthem, the patriotic Ukrainian song Chervona Kalina, and a version of Ode to Joy, the national anthem of the European Union, sung in Ukrainian. Gdańsk authorities have announced that refugees from Ukraine will continue to be able to use public transport free of charge until the end of April. According to officials, free transit will make it easier for Ukrainians to reach information points and access other forms of public assistance. Those wishing to take advantage of free local transit must show some proof of identity or refugee status, such as a passport with an entry stamp after February 24th, a refugee residence card, or a temporary identity document. And a reminder that as of today, residents are no longer required to wear masks in enclosed public spaces in Poland. The decision was announced by the Polish health minister last week and comes in response to declining rates of deaths and hospitalizations related to COVID-19.
The weather.
Today will be mostly sunny and warm with very little chance of rain and light winds coming in from the west. Temperatures will be similar to yesterday with a high around 13 degrees centigrade or 56 degrees Fahrenheit, dropping to an overnight low of 4 degrees centigrade or 39 degrees Fahrenheit. Slightly cooler weather is expected tomorrow, with a chance for more clouds and rain as the week progresses. This has been the Radio Gdańsk News and Weather. Take care of yourself and those around you.